This is Jocelyn Eisenman back here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days. I came in here to the clubhouse and I'm walking around and I see some vendors of independent ladies here selling their goods. And I am here with
Judy Rademacher.
Hello, Judy. Nice to meet you. All right. What do we have here on your table? I see lots of cloth goods.
Yes, I like to sew. I make aprons, table runners, all kinds of things related to sewing items, some tissue box covers and, cozies and various things like that.
All right. What is your favorite piece that you have displayed here?
This pillow that's up here on the counter, it's a pillow that just features the whole event this year. So it talks about the I&I event, and then also the year is dated on there. So I like to make that.
That's neat. How long did it take you to make that?
Oh, I'd say maybe 2 hours. I don't know. Wow. I'm not sure.
Wow, yeah. So you're pretty speedy with your sewing.
Sometimes, not always.
When did you start sewing? Have you been sewing since day one, or have you just kind of picked it up in the past couple years?
No, I began sewing before I went to high school, and then particularly in high school with home ec classes. And I've been sewing a fair amount since. And now I'm a senior citizen.
Well, there you go. So you have a few years under your belt with sewing and clothing and the needles and threads.
Exactly, yes. I like to see what other people make and get ideas and then incorporate them into some of my thoughts and, personalize them.
Right. So who taught you how to sew? Was it maybe your mom, grandma, older sister?
In the beginning, a little bit of grandma. And then a home ec, my teachers there were very instrumental in helping me learn. And I still think of some of those classes and remember some of the tricks they taught us.
I wish they had that when I went to high school because I would take it. Is it just sewing or was home ec, baking too or cleaning?
For me, it was a semester of sewing and a semester of cooking. Yes.
So you get pretty well-rounded just at school for the home ec. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was. That, of course, that's back into the 60s. And yeah, it was a good program for me. I enjoyed it. And if I'd have gone on to college, I would have become a teacher for that. I liked it a lot.
That's so neat. I've never heard someone say, oh, I want to be a home ec teacher. That's really neat.
Well, that was my opinion, and thank you. Yeah,
that is so cool. I love that. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about your cozies and everything here. I see you've got a Ben & Jerry's ice cream in one. That's pretty clever to show off what it's used for.
Yeah, this is just an idea that if you want to eat right out of the container, this little half pint one, you can go in front of the TV. This one will help keep your hands warm.
Yes, I know. I hate when the sweat, comes
sure.
off of the cardboard onto my hands, so that'll be very beneficial.
Yes, and then I have a couple different sizes of the bowl cozies, both the serving bowl and also more of a cereal size bowl. They're microwavable. Yeah, then you can wash them if need be, but I have a plate style that can also go into the microwave, so that's a popular item.
Wow, yeah, that's very nice to make it microwave safe for sure.
Yes.
All right. So talking more about the I&I here, is this the only event that you come to or do you go to other fairs and other events like the I&I?
I do others, not a lot. In a few weeks, I'll be going to the event in Rantoul where they have the half century. And then later in the year, I have another more of a holiday type event like this, not here, but in the area. And once in a while, I'll pick up a small one-day event, if a small little town has something going or whatever it might be. But primarily those two or three each year.
You tend to travel a little bit to sell your items. I mean, these are beautiful items. Want to showcase them.
Well, I live in the area, so it's not too much travel time. But Yes, you have to be flexible.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of the half century. I'm sure that's huge. I'm probably going to make it down there here with WITY. So, yeah, I'm sure it's huge. I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to that. Thousands of people will be there.
Yes, and international, too. We have an international crowd. I remember the last time somebody yelled from a couple booths down, anybody know French? These are French people, and I can't speak French.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you run into all kinds, and, you talk back and forth as to where you're from and so on and so forth.
Yeah, meet people from all over. Yeah, exactly. International.
Yes, exactly.
Good luck selling your items. I'm sure you've had good sales so far this weekend.
It's been pretty good, yeah. always room for more, but yeah, I'm satisfied.
Yes. You're in the air conditioning.
Yes, I know.
Can't complain about that.
No, this is a great place to be.
Well, thank you so much again, and have a good rest of your weekend. And then we can start thinking about the half century.
Right, exactly. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yes, hopefully. Maybe I'll have to stop by.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Jesselyn Eisenman at the 2025 Historic Farm Days INI here in Penfield, Illinois.